Residents of school districts across the state go to the polls tomorrow to vote on budgets. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, these spending plans were created in the shadow of the state's property tax cap program.
Most of the school districts are offering voter spending plans that keep tax increases below the state's 2% tax cap. These budgets are also increasing spending by an average of 2.6%. To make up the difference, Tim Creamer, executive director of the New York State School Boards Association, says most districts are dipping into savings.
They're using a significant amount of their fund balance. The rainy day fund that they have in savings, $1.2 billion across the state will be used by school districts to keep those levies down.
Creamer expects most budgets will pass this year if they stay within that 2% limit. An added bonus this year, a rebate from Albany for residents in districts that do that. 3% of districts are trying to override the limit, including Ithaca, Brookfield in Madison County, and General Brown in Jefferson County. Those budgets need a majority of 60% to be approved. And last year, only a third of districts trying to do that were successful. The tax cap legislation was approved 3 years ago as a way to rein in some of the highest property taxes in the nation.